The word is incarnation, embodied, bodily, with a body. It's from the Latin, in the flesh. You know, you can't really do much without a body. Without it, you would not be sitting here. I would not be standing here speaking. None of us would be singing. And even at this service, we embody, we incarnate the gospel itself. We tell a story, and we have real people dressed up as angels, shepherds, sheep, Mary and Joseph. To be sure, the sheep that came forward here do not look like, I'm sure, real sheep in the first century. The shepherds dressed up don't look like real shepherds from the first century. But still, we embody. We incarnate. Can't do anything without a body. I can't reach out and shake your hand without one. I can't give you a hug. Most of the important things we have to say to one another, things like, I love you, can't be done without a body. Something to touch, something to embrace, something to kiss. That is what we all know makes death so painful. We don't miss our loved ones in the abstract. We miss their body. We miss their laugh. We miss their smile. We miss their smell or whatever. In short, we miss their particular incarnation. But that word, incarnation, is also the way we talk about Jesus, the baby born in Bethlehem, the one who is, we say, both divine and human. The word incarnation here then means Christ is the full revelation of God. Not only the one who talks about God, not only the one who speaks for God, not only the one who acts for God, but we believe the one who is God. Not that that's self-evident, mind you. I mean, the first people who encountered Jesus as an adult, did not say, oh, it's the guy from Nazareth, he's God. But what they would say is, there's no way that itinerant rabbi is God. That's not happening. Why wasn't Jesus' divinity more visible, more obvious? Perhaps for one thing, God is God and we're not. The Old Testament teaches us that it's a devastating, fearful thing for us mere mortals to gaze upon God. For another thing, of course, we have expectations of how we think God ought to be, how to act, and how to look, if God is going to be worthy of whatever worship we wish to give. And right from the beginning, even from his birth in Bethlehem, Jesus failed to live up to our expectations. He didn't look like the God we thought we should have. Our gospel this evening to the baby born to Mary is called Christ the Lord, the long-awaited Savior. Did you notice that this one does not descend out of heaven from the clouds, but rather Jesus has a human mother. He bore human genes. He carried the imprint of the human evolution. He was born to a particular people in a small hick town called Galilee, while Caesar Augustus ruled the world. The good news we share at Christmas is that not only that God created us, but God becomes one of us. In fact, the Christian faith teaches that we don't get over our brokenness from God, our separation from God, our estrangement from God, by acquiring philosophical insight or certain kinds of knowledge, but only through an act of God. Only God can solve the problem that exists between us and God. In the incarnation then, God, as old Gregory of Nazianzus put it, reminded what he was and took up what he was not. God becomes human without diminishment of God being God. So our being reconciled to God is not something we do. but something that God has done for us and continues to do for us in Christ Jesus. He is the one fully human and fully divine. I mean, right from the beginning, nobody disputed that he was a human, that he had a body, that he was incarnate. He said things and did things that most of us humans do. He had a body. He cared about real people who had real needs. There were babies to be birthed, and bills to be paid, and supper to be prepared, children to be raised. He gathered friends around him. He fed the hungry. He healed the sick. He invited ordinary people to walk with him. When he saw hunger, he fed. When the wine ran out, he offered. He spit in the dirt. He bled and hurt like hell on the cross. One day, after a hard day on the road, he was tired. He asked to get away for rest and prayer. Sometimes he got angry, especially with people who presumed they were right with God. On a couple occasions, he broke down and cried. In every way, then, except sin, Jesus shared what it means to be human. But then he also did all sorts of things. He forgave sins, he performed miraculous signs and wonders, and what was even worse, he authoritarily spoke for God. He would say the sort of things that only God can say. He spoke in an intimate way with the one he called the Father, and that voice from heaven called him Son. And right from the beginning, when the shepherds and the sheep and everybody comes to Bethlehem, he provides no escape route out of this world. Rather, he intrudes into it. He intrudes into our world, meddling in our world. You can almost taste the dust when he's walking down the road. And the gospel speaks to him not as once upon a time in a land far away, but locates him with real people like Mary and Joseph and Caesar Augustus. He mentions places like Bethlehem and then later Golgotha. He not only brought a message to address to real people with real problems, but he embodied that real message. He showed us that something called the kingdom was no mere fantasy, but a place to be lived in here and now. At Christmas, we celebrate that God gets close and personal, loving us enough to show us who God is. I know you want to know the truth about God, and I'm sure there are some here tonight who desperately want to know if God is there for them. Does God have a kind face? Does God have a welcoming embrace? Or not? And the church's response has always been, let us go to Bethlehem and see. We will all leave tonight, after this hour together. Take one thought with you when you go, to whatever Nazareth you call home, that the man from Nazareth's name was Emmanuel, God with us, God with us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, became incarnate with a body. We no longer need to try to find God. We don't have to no longer try to get close to God. God has gotten close to us. God comes down to us. That's the incarnation. We could not come to God. God in love comes to us. God condescended to be with us. This one with his body reached out to heal, to touch, to caress. This one with his body died and rose again. This one, born of Mary, that we might never be separated from God, who dares to get close, bodily close, to you and me. Merry Christmas. Amen.